And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Goopa Goopa! Hello! Ah, oh, bonjour. Well done. You found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Punky's Halloween special. Now, I realise that every podcast and radio show on the fucking planet is doing a Halloween special this week. But for the fourth year running, I can say with some confidence, ours is the best. Because we have the best Halloween music. We might not have the rest. The content, the in-between music might not be there. But we get it right with Halloween music, because Punky's like Halloween all year anyway. In fact, we're so Halloween-y this week, I can already tell you that the first show on the first song on next week's show is a Halloween number, because I couldn't fit just 8 in. There had to be 9. There were very nearly 10. More of that later. Anyway, here comes the first one. This is from Blue Demon. This is The Devil and Spade Cooley. Blue Demon, Tony. We like Blue Demon, don't we?
We did. Have we played them before?
Yes, we have. Played. Yeah, we played. Who Walks In When I Walk Out after a Blue Demon interview, and we also played The Undisputed Kings of Fuckle.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and this is from the EP A High Fidelity Buck and Wing, or quite possibly called just The Highfalutin Blue Demon. It's one of the two. 6 great tracks are on it. Out now on Shouting Spite Records. What I want to know is, what is Blue Demon's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Blue Demon.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie being Internet Neil. Lovely blokes, Blue Demon. Like them a lot. Great band. And that's a kind of skiffle billy number to get the show going, because every single track we're playing has got something to do with death or badness, basically. It all works out nice. And I've even got a word of the week that it's got nothing to do with death or badness, but I will be telling you about that later on in the show. Right now, you're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us. Thanks very much for doing such a great job on the feds this week, Tone.
Okay.
And rather than me doing MySpace comments or Facebook comments this week, what I've done is I've dug up lots of information about Halloween for our listeners around the world, some of which might not necessarily be into the celebration of Halloween as much as others. For example, our friends in Muslim countries, I doubt very much, are particularly involved here. And as you know, we are a big hit with the Muzzies. Right, so here come some facts that obviously a lot of people know, but what I've tried to do is there's information about the US and the UK, as will become apparent. I'm not going to get through all of it in this first section. I'm just going to do some of it. And trust me, it gets better as it goes down. Rather like myself.
Nice.
So here goes. First up, fairly obvious things. Halloween is celebrated every 31st of October. Children and young at heart adults love to dress up and go trick-or-treating, visiting neighbours, friends and family, and tell scary ghost stories. Popular costumes include witches, skeletons, ghosts, vampires, Dracula, pirates, werewolves,
really?
Demons, Frankenstein, goblins and devils. Houses are decorated with carved and lit pumpkins, toy flying bats, black cats, and fake spiders' cobwebs. Right, yeah, thanks very much for that. We know some of that. Anyway, this is a bit more interesting now. The history of Halloween. It is thought that the celebration of Halloween originated from the ancient Celtic Druids as far back as the year 700 BC. That's before Christmas. The Druids would celebrate the end of their summer harvest and honour their dead with a festival called Samhain. This comes from the Gaelic word Samhradhrich, which means summer's end. It was celebrated on the 31st of October, which is rather fucking, if you don't mind me saying so, which is rather optimistic for this country to celebrate the end of summer as the 31st of October. I'd have celebrated it about halfway through fucking July. Samhain was also the name of the Celtic Lord of the Dead. That's handy. The Celts thought that the dead would help their druids to make prophecies for future harvests. These early pagan rituals and ceremonies involved the lighting of bonfires and the marking of territories. I mark my territory in a very different way. So that the dead and evil spirits could not cross and cause harm to the community. Food would be left out to attract dead relatives. Now it's more likely to attract rats. I've added that bit. The Celts wore... and chavs. The Celts wore masks to scare off evil spirits, which is where the custom of dressing up in costume originates. The festivity of Halloween eventually spread in popularity from the UK to other countries like America, where they went fucking nuts. Australia and Canada. Oh, sorry, as well. Wait till you hear about what they call Halloween Australia, Tony. It's fucking class. Anyway, in modern times, autumn is celebrated with the three festivals of Halloween on the 31st of October, All Saints Day on the 1st of November, and All Souls Day on the 2nd of November, when prayers are offered for the dead. Muzzies, don't pay any attention to that. In the Middle Ages, the Catholic Church wanted to introduce a Christian festival, and decided, bloody Catholics, and decided that the 1st November would be known as All Saints or All Hallows Day. The night before was known as the Eve of All Hallows, which many soon called Hallow Evening or Hallow Even. And this was, guess where this is going? Over the years, abbreviated to Halloween. No shit, Sherlock. The word All Hallows comes from the old English word Hallig, which means holy. I'm going to leave that for now, Tone. Oh no, I'll just do the next bit. Other names for Halloween. In Mexico, All Saints Day is known as the Night of the Dead. And as midnight strikes to All Souls Day, it becomes the Day of the Dead. In other words, Dias de los Muertos, isn't it? I think. In Ireland, Halloween is also called Pookie Night, after a mischievous spirit in Irish folklore called the Pooka. Halloween in Australia is also known as Mischief Night or Danger Night. Some people call Halloween Devil's Night. Fuck it, mate. It's going to be a fucking riot night. That's what it's going to fucking be. Let's go out and have some fucking mischief or some fucking danger, depending on where you fucking are in the outback, all this fucking cities. In the UK, particularly England, Halloween was sometimes called Nutcrack Night or Snap Apple Night, because families would walk around kicking each other in the bollocks. Oh no, sorry. Would eat nuts and apples in front of the fire whilst telling stories about kicking each other in the bollocks. I think it would be far better in the UK, in England, if we changed the name of Halloween to Nutcrack Night and went around just booting each other in the fucking crackers rather than wasting all that fucking money. I'm going to leave the rest of this for and the next section, or a section in the future, in this Halloween special, because I'm ready for the next song. You ready for the next song, Tony?
Oh, yeah.
Right. This is by a band we haven't played in a while, Tony, called Frankenstein. You must remember all the brilliant stuff we played with Frankenstein and Dave Grave out there. Angeles and all that. But I don't think we played this one before. I was going through the album. We had played quite a lot of this album, which was called An Ugly Display of Self-Preservation. And this album came out before we started making punk. It actually came out in 2003, Tony.
Wow.
Rob the vaults from the grave. One, two. From the album An Ugly Display of Self... Whoa, bloody hell. From the album An Ugly Display of Self-Preservation. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Frankenstein's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Frankenstein Official.
No, I think it's MySpace.com/ Frankenstein the Band, isn't it?
It could be. It's not so. Frankenstein, is it?
I think the website might be Frankenstein the Band as well. Right. We'll check it out. I'm going to have that point simply because I'm a bit more of a cult than you are. So here goes with the next track on this punky Halloween special. This is Frankenstein and Strange Movies. Frankenstein, Strange Movies, Tony. Get that album if it's still available. Check it out. Type in Frankenstein and the Band of music into the internet. You'll find it. I'm not your fucking mother. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now, which, of course, you should be on this punky Halloween special. What I want to know is, Tony, you got any podcast alley comments?
I do. Thank you all for your votes in this month of October. There's still plenty of time to vote for us next month. So, yeah, hold off this week. Vote for us. It's the first on Sunday. So wait till Sunday.
Indeedy.
And then vote for us. Easy way to do that. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that. Enter email address and a subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we read them out. And thank you very much for all your votes this month and forever. Here are the top five.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah. It is time for the gods of podcasting to rule this realm. I give you Paul Edwards and Tony Hearn, said the Pope. You guys are the sex.
Paul Edwards?
Paul Edwards, there you go.
Paul B. Edwards.
Sure. That's from Drummer M. It's a very important B, that.
No, who I'm now calling Drummer. I'm going to leave out my B. I'm going to leave out your fucking M. See how you like it, Drummer. In fact, I'm not even going to call you Drummer. I'm going to call you Drua.
Drua.
Leaving out all your M's. On principle. Don't get it right. Don't vote again. Oh, I'm in a bad mood.
Oh, dear.
You don't leave... I tell you, you don't leave the B out lightly. All right? Bad things happen.
Okay. Yeah. Vote for Punky. A vote for Punky is better than World Peace. So vote already, goddammit. From Slipknot 150.
But exactly. What's the point of fucking World Peace? Right? Where would that get us? If everyone was happy all the time, I'd be out of a fucking job for a start.
It'd be boring, wouldn't it?
Because if people were happy all the time, they wouldn't be cheering up.
That is true.
World Peace is a shit idea.
Hooray! Paul and Tony molested my ears, and I liked it. That's from Martin Johnson. Thank you very much.
That's more like it, Martin. A bit of ear molestation. Now we're getting somewhere.
Punky Radio, it's like kissing your sister. From Woody B3. How would you know? I don't want to know, actually. Thank you for the vote, though.
Oh, yeah, but he might be on about kissing your sister, Tony.
Oh, that's a good point.
It might be alright. He might be saying Punky's a bit like kissing Tony's sister. Have you got two sisters?
I have, yeah.
Oh, I suddenly didn't thought maybe that's not something you want to discuss in case your stalkers get wind of it. Because your stalkers are legion. They'll start stalking your sisters, find out if they're tasty or not and worth kissing.
I haven't had a good stalker in years. It's been a long time.
That would suggest you have had one in the past. Oh, this is more interesting than I was expecting, so. Next week, Tony unveils his stalkers of the past. Stalkers of the past. That could be a new feature.
Sounds good. And finally, Chuck, one up for October. Keep it up, my friends. You rock. Peace. Marcus, XY rocks. He likes peace.
He's a legend. Yeah, but he's just saying peace. He's not saying peace to everyone.
This is true.
Is he? He's not saying peace all over the world. He's saying, he's basically saying, you know, let's keep Belgium angry. I think stalkers from the past would be something from Duran Duran's middle period.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Perhaps on Rio or Seven and the Ragged Tiger. I can see that. We're just talking about stalkers from the past. Ooh, yeah, that's how they sing it. That's how they sing it.
No,
right then, is that done? Is that your
podcast? That's
podcast,
Ali, yeah.
So, thank you very much for your
vote. Vote for Sunday.
Yeah, vote Sunday. It's a good day to vote Sunday. You're not doing
it.
It
is, yeah.
You'll be recovering after your Halloween nonsense. Next band up, Tony. Project.
Wow.
About bloody time we played them again. Now, these are because it wouldn't, because a Halloween special wouldn't be a Halloween special without a bit of electro goth. Now, this is from Project's album Defiance, which again came out a few years ago now. It was so long ago, I believe it was on Nightbreed Recordings. No, it wasn't. I'm lying. It wasn't. Was it? Oh, no, it was on Resurrection Music. Check them out, they're great. I'll talk about them afterwards. This is what I've been doing over the last 30 seconds, dig my own grave.
depths of my mind. I put a bullet into me. I'm too tired to die, and I don't know why. But I dig my own grave. It's just a one big lie. Dreams come by where I dig my own grave. Once I had a sense of reason. Once I had a beautiful dream. Down in my private nightmare, you don't know the half of me. I'm too tired to die, and I don't know why.
Project, dig your own grave. What I want to know is, Tony, what's their MySpace page?
Just myspace.com/ project.
No, it's not. It's myspace.com/ project band, and project is spelled P-R-O-J-E-K-T.
Ah,
that's probably in the internet too, Tony One. It means they fucked up their first MySpace page, don't it, basically?
Yeah. I was trying to think, no one would have the, because they misspelled it, I thought it'd be, they'd have that name.
Yeah. Ah. Is the lead singer still the voice of Mansfield Carpets?
He must be. He must be. I don't listen to him as 103.2 anymore. I'm principal.
I'm sure.
I'm sure he is.
Pantsfield 1 o'clock. You're now listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us, which is the best place for them. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. It's time for me to ask you a question straight away. Have you got a twat?
I do. Thank you all for your twat nominations. Still need more, as always. Don't want to run dry. So please do email me if you have a twat to nominate over this Halloween period. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason, and email that please to tony@punkyradio.com. And seeing as it's Halloween, we've decided to dig one up from the past.
I'll dig one up from your past. That makes no sense at all.
Doesn't really, no.
And I'm not about to either.
So,
you haven't got any dead friends, have you? Sorry.
I have now. So I've been through the archives.
I think you mean the archives.
The archives, the twat archives.
twat guys.
And I found this one. This is fairly. This is relevant, I think. Hi Tony right. and Paul. This is from Eric, our friend.
Hey,
the male nurse.
And don't worry, you will get that CD before Christmas, Eric.
Hi Tony and Paul. This might be the twat that shatters all former twatage, and it may also break all the rules and regulations surrounding this epic feature. You be the judges. We were. You see, the person I'm going to suggest is technically deceased, so I suppose this makes this a was a twat. On the other hand, if there is a hell,
let's make it was a twat.
Was a twat.
And let's say when it comes, let's do it as spooky as possible.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. If there is a hell and this person is burning in its pits, he can still be a twat in the present tense. Long introduction, let's get this started. The subject of my twatage is neither teacher or little brother. He was an Austrian politician born in the city of Bad Gossen. Probably your first twat from Austria, but hey, that's got to be a first for everything. His name was Jörg Haider.
George Haider.
Haider, yeah.
Absolutely. I didn't know he was dead. Fucking and great.
He died yesterday in a car crash. That would be last October, nearly a year ago. Is a year ago. He was going more than twice the speed limit. Now I might be the one going to hell for feeling a sense of happiness over the death of a stranger, but when you hear of his man's feats, I'm sure you'll agree that he's deserving of the mighty time warp twat. Mr. Haider praised the employment policies of Nazi Germany, described concentration camps as punishment camps, said the SS were a part of the German army that should be honoured, and associated himself with Waffen-SS veterans in public. His genes are quite muddy as well. His father remained a member
of the... Oh dear, he must have fallen over in a field.
His father remained a member of the Austrian Nazi Party even after it was banned in Austria. I hope you will deal out punishment as deserved in the past and present tense. Cheers from Eric from Norway. That's fair enough.
It's absolutely fair enough. The man was an arsehole.
And he's dead.
Very so dead.
That's quite pity for Halloween, I would have thought.
Yeah.
So Jörg Haider from Austria
was a twat. Nice one.
Yeah.
Perfectly justified. Well done, Eric. He could take over my job, really, Eric. He's fucking spot on. Right, time for the next song, Tone.
Okay.
Now, no punky would be complete without us playing something mental. So what better to find it as a Halloween double whammy than play the Pussy Warmers album, My Pussy Belongs to Daddy, Voodoo Rhythm Records. See what I've done there? Voodoo Rhythm Records. Uh-huh. Nice Halloween-y bit of
sticking
stuff
the boxes.
There, Voodoo. And the song... Oh, I won't tell you what song's called yet. I'll ask you what their MySpace page is.
MySpace.com/ The Pussy Warmers.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie with the Internet 2. I Saw the Devil.
Such a charming body, the eyes as sweet as a honey bee. Shits in my nips, but faster I run than a bullet out of a gun. The devil ain't gonna bullet you free. You'll be shizzling for eternity. Don't you be fooled by them innocent eyes. You said too long or you'll pay the price. So this what I say. Go home as I pray that you never seizure again. I woke up. up a slap of an acid on home. The next time the Nazi chick go and buy a sugar and walk out to show a bride. Do the not say words on me makes you afraid. Face it until all your face gone away. I'll take my chance and won't shame me to wanna know the devil's name.
So, Tony, that was mental, wasn't it?
It was.
And you've just said that you thought the whole first half of the show has been rather dark.
It's been quite dark, yeah.
It has been quite dark. Well, then it is a Halloween special.
This is true.
Which means that I'm now going to tell everyone out there about, and you, because I imagine you haven't had time to look, about our friends GoDaddy.com in a suitably Halloween-y styling.
Okay.
Yeah, do you fancy that?
Please.
Well... essentially, they're a web services provider. So when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need. Shopping cart constructions and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site. And if you type in the order code, it's going to be Welsh, Punky One, is it? Type in the order code Punky Seven, that's...
Punky Seven.
Into the space provided. Oh, you can get an additional 10% off any order. Not already discounted, is it? Oh, it's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there is now a Punky 8 code, that's...
Punky 8.
Which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 nicker. It's a no-brainer, and why is that, Tony?
Because my clients use them.
Yes, your undead clients. And there is now a Punky 9 code, that's...
Punky 9.
Which gives you 30% off all .com domains. Hey, you Brits! Yet another code! Punky 25 gives 25% off orders of 65 buggeration. Sadly, we do not have a Punky 69 code, which means I cannot lick your bits as you chew on mine. So go to GoDaddy.com for your internet and web hosting needs. That's lightning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, that's that done then. I didn't say, by the way, that I would do it to the tune of Chromosoma 3, but I just have. There you go. Sorted. Straight on with the next song, Tone. This is song 5 on this week's Punky Halloween special, Stella Corpse's Cemetery Man.
Yeah.
that was Stella Corpses, Tony. That was your. That's your. I think that's your favourite song so far, isn't it?
Yeah, that's more. That's more down my street.
That's more punky. Down your street. Yeah, that's very fucking punky. Stand up, bassy punky. Stand up, bassy punky. make sure you check out Stella Corpses. Best way to do that: go to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/StellaCorpses.
It is. It's Tony 3, probably being the internet too. You're now listening to the Chop Tops underneath of Santa Cruz, California. I like the Chop Tops. Oh yeah, Chop Tops. Now I've got a bit more Halloween information for you.
Okay.
I think you'll like this. This is just a short bit here. This is Halloween superstitions, right?
Okay.
A spider seen on Halloween is thought to be the spirit of a loved one watching over the person who finds the spider. A cat superstition is that a black cat seen on Halloween night brings luck, while seeing a white cat will bring you bad luck. Some people consider that the occult and Halloween are linked, and that it is one of the most powerful nights of the year for black magic. I don't think you've got to be a rocket scientist to work that out, have you? It is thought that the spiritual world can make contact with the physical world on Halloween night. Now, I am just going to give you a couple. Now, I've got quite a few of these, but I'm just going to give you a couple now of UK Halloween traditions and customs. I'll come back to more of these. These are interesting. In the olden days of open fires, a young woman would place a hazelnut in front of the fire for each of her suitors. She would give each one the name of someone who she loved or wanted to marry. This woman sounds like a slut. She would chant or sing the words, "If you love me, pop and fly. If you hate me, burn and die." The one that popped would signify whom she would marry. And then he'd fucking pop. This was known as Nutcracker. Oh, that's where Nutcracker Night comes from. This right. was known as Nutcracker Night. It originated from the belief that the devil was a nut gatherer.
Really?
Yeah. You crazy ancient British. A variation of the Halloween wedding tradition is for the engaged couple to each put a nut on the fire. If the nuts burned without too much noise, then this would signify that they would be blessed with a happy marriage. However, if the nuts made a noise, spat, or caused sparks to fly, I'll make sparks fly with my nuts, from the fire, then this would signify that they would have a stormy marriage. In some areas of Scotland, particularly amongst farm families, they would burn two bits of straw rather than nuts. You know why that is done, don't you?
What's that?
Because they're too fucking tight to go out and buy a pack of KP. I'll do more crazy UK Halloween sessions in a bit, but right now, Tony, I'd like to know if you have anything Halloween-y for Gig Guide this week.
Well, I've got a few gigs, so it is time for
Tony's Halloween International
Gig Guide. So there are I've got a couple of gigs to promote. Two around the Nottingham area that I've looked at myself. At the Town Mill, up first, there's a Halloween featuring the UK's top Slipknot tribute band. This is on Halloween, 31st of October, this Saturday.
And please tell me they're called Slipknot.
Probably. He doesn't say, unfortunately.
Without the K on, that would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Yeah. It's called Slipknot.
Slipknot.
Or in Nottinghamshire, Slipknot. Yeah, like it, don't like it.
And also Nottingham band Evil Scarecrow. Fancy dress is preferred.
Is there any other sort?
What, Scarecrows?
Yeah, I suppose Wurzel Gummidge was alright, wasn't he?
Well,
there was a man outstanding in his field.
True. And that's £7.
Oh, Aunt Sally. Oh, Aunt Sally.
£8 on the door. For more information, townmill.com.
Very sensible.
And also, at the Rock City in Nottingham, they've got a Halloween all-nighter on featuring the Cancer Bats, Black Storm, Hang the Bastard, and Coins. And that's £5.
Hang the Bastard.
That's
a classic Nottingham name for a band, isn't it? Hang the Bastard. Not.
And also, as always, from Russ.
Oh, does that mean it's time for Russ's International Russ Guide Massive Call?
Who has this weekend's Whitby Goth Weekend shenanigans. Not only include the Coven's DJ Nephilim Babe and DJ Evil Stew, Colchester's Lost Dogs, appearing at the Spa Pavilion on Friday the 30th of October, supporting the Eden House, Zombina and Skeletones, and Grooving in Green. But they're also playing a great night of horror punk at the Coliseum in Victoria Place, Whitby, to help celebrate Halloween style on Saturday night, which is starts at 7 p.m. and it costs £5.
That sounds good. And yeah. You will notice, I think this is the first Halloween special we've ever done that hasn't featured a Zombina and the Skeleton song time.
Ah.
But it's because it's in protest. Because they're just not sending us their latest album. I keep asking, they keep saying they're going to do it, and they don't. So, Zombina, if you're listening, send us your latest album and we'll play a couple of tracks with it. Otherwise, you're out.
Fair enough. That is it for my gig guide.
So, does that mean that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide Halloween? Well, fair enough then.
Yeah.
Let's go on with the next song, Tony. This is from The Vault.
Okay.
And, this is Plastron. Now, one of the reasons I'm playing Plastron is because they're an American band, as were the Stellar Corpses. And I'm going to be in the States next week. I'll tell you a bit more about that in a little while. In the meantime, when I was going through songs, I thought it'd be nice to have From the Vaults back, because The Vaults sounds fairly Halloween-y, doesn't it? And we do occasionally play one from The Vaults. This is from the album Enchanted Evening. So again, you know, it's Halloween, Enchanted Evening, liking it, Plastron. You could cut yourself on some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for there? Ceremonial knife. And you need to put a plaster on.
Nice.
All the way from Philadelphia. Well, I don't know, Tony, what is Plastron's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Plastron.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie with the Internet 2, and this is Scary Circus.
Just wait for this.
that's Plastron. I like them, Tone. We are still hoping to get them over to the UK at some point. I've offered to try and get them some gigs, should they be able to manage it. And that's a fabulous album. Just go and buy it. Enchanted Evening, go and buy it. Check out myspace.com/Plastron. You'll find out all about it. One of my favourite bands of the last 2 years, actually. I love them. Bit like, they're like, but if the B-52s had stayed alternative, what they would have been like. And as you know, I'm quite a fan of the B-52s' latest album. So there you go, Funplex. Yeah. Right, I'm going to give you yet more interesting UK Halloween-y superstitions and things now, all right?
Okay.
A Scottish farmer tradition at Halloween was for young people to go into a field of kale, cabbage, blindfolded. Each person would pull up a stalk of kale, and the physical shape of the kale would signify the shape of their future husband or wife. So someone who pulled up a long and slender stalk would marry someone long and slender in appearance. Another marriage superstition is that a future spouse will appear over your shoulder if you slice an apple in half and eat it in front of a mirror by candlelight.
What?
Another apple superstition is that if you peel an apple on Halloween night, making sure it is all one strand, and throw it over your shoulder, it will form the initial of the name of a future husband or wife. Another wedding Halloween superstition is that a girl could put a sprig of herb, of the herb rosemary, and a silver sixpence under a pillow to dream about her future husband. Some superstitious young women would count the seeds from a stalk of oats on Halloween to predict how many children they would have. Some of these people were just fucking simple, weren't they? Cats would be locked up in England because superstitious people thought that elves would ride on their backs on Halloween night. Some thought that witches owned black cats and that a black cat would have magical powers. Fuck that. I want to see an elf riding on the back of one. I'll ride on the back of a black cat. A large bowl of Champet tatties, open brackets, mashed potatoes, close brackets, are made in some houses in Scotland. Small charms or objects are hidden in the bowl, and when people eat, very carefully, their portion, their future can be foretold by the type of charm found. For example, a coin means wealth will come, a wishbone signifies a wish to be granted, and a thimble means a woman will remain a spinster. I'm going to finish this up now. Open fires are lit in some households that still have such fireplaces to make the house warm and welcoming so that the spirits of their ancestors will come home for the night. It was thought unlucky, Tony, to hear an owl hoot because some people thought that owls would swoop down and eat the souls of the dying. The superstition of turning your pockets inside out to prevent this originated from this belief. Hang on, why? Why don't the superstition of turning your pockets inside out to prevent this originate from this belief? That makes no sense at all.
No.
Somebody's just made that up. I mean, the rest obviously was gospel. Even snails did not... This is an and finally. Even snails did not escape Halloween superstition and trivia. Some thought that if you caught a snail on a Halloween night and put it on a flat dish, it would spell out the first letter of a sweetheart with its slime by the morning. Cover my slime in a sweetheart. No, it's just don't say if you catch a snail on Halloween night, like it's difficult to do. Like, why didn't you catch that snail? I don't know, it all happened so fast. It's like, it's fucking, it's like, you've got to be a bit of a fucking wanker, haven't you, not be able to catch a snail. So anyway, the long and the short of it is the Scottish are superstitious weirdos.
Yep.
Right. Let's get on with the next song, and then I'll just do a rundown of everything that I was going to talk about in the last section, because I've been enjoying the Halloween-y stuff. Infotainment this week, Tony. I'm
it
sure
is.
Yeah. Infotainment. And remind me, I must tell you my Club Tropicana story after the next song.
Okay.
Song 7, as we approach the end of this week's Punky Radio Halloween special. This is another one from the Johnson family, Tony. Now, as you know, I know two-thirds of the Johnson family, and there's a track on here that is just perfect for this show, and I'm telling you now, before it even starts, it has got the catchiest guitar lick this side of Hartford. Right, it's really, really catchy. When you've heard this song, by the end of it, you'll walk away from the show, and the thing that you'll start doing, you'll just be going about your business, and you'll start going dum 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 dum, because once you've heard it a few times, it is well catchy. We'll do the MySpace page after this bit. In the meantime, this is the Johnson family and Satan. That's the Johnson Family, Tony. From the album, No Forwarding Address. Dung, 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 dung. It's well interesting and varied, that album. Recommend you buy it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Johnson Family's MySpace page?
That's something tricky. I can't remember. MySpace.com/ Johnson Family number one or something like that? Or
No, it's MySpace.com/ The Johnson Family OK.
Right.
Which makes Paulie being the internet 3, Tony 4, and the last one's tricky. Nice. I get a draw out of this one. Right, so yeah, dung 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 dung. That is well catchy, mate. No, Nitro boy, dung 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 dung. Right, so let me tell you a little bit about what's been last Sunday was Dolly Remixture, and what a show it was. Absolutely brilliant, such a laugh. Three different girls celebrating their birthdays, including Nat the Evil Lesbian, who brought a horde of lesbians with her, who were quite uncouth, and one of them was heckling. And while I was on stage, I said to her, listen, normally when a girl's heckling, I'd say to her, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to shut it myself with something. But obviously, that's not going to work on a lesbian. So what I said instead was, if you don't shut your mouth, I'm going to do to you what your girlfriend does and give it some fist. And all the lesbians pissed themselves laughing. Everyone else was horrified.
Yeah.
It was a right result. Yeah, absolutely brilliant show. Thank you all so much for coming down, those of you who did. Now, my dad said I wanted to tell you my brief Club Tropicana story, didn't I?
Yes, Club Tropicana.
Because a couple of days, the day before Dolly Remixture, I went to see an act called Cunt and the Gang. Don't know whether you've ever heard of him, mate. He's brilliant.
Okay.
He's a solo artist who does electro-pop. He's been in touch with us. There is a MySpace comment from him on next week's show. And I saw him at Club 85 in Itching last Saturday night after seeing a really brilliant kind of rock and roll metal band called The Smoking Hearts, who I'm going to get in touch with as well. They had completely rocked the place out. Then there's a break. And then this bloke walks on in a white boiler suit with a Myra Hindley wig on and an iPod, puts the iPod down on the chair and says, hello, I'm Cub the Gang. And this is my first song. And over the next hour, did an hour of filthy, disgusting, but catchy electro pop with song titles. My particular favourite ones were Gentleman's Wash and That's a Gentleman's Wash. You know what a gentleman's wash is, Tony?
No.
It's not a punky word of the week and that other people have used it before, but we'll have it for the rest of the world. A gentleman's wash, I bet you've done this once in your life, Tony, is when you're in a bit of a rush to go out on a Friday or Saturday night, you don't have time for a shower, but you don't want to accidentally meet a lady and have a dirty cock, so you just put your knob and balls over the basin and give them a good scrub before you go out. And that's a gentleman's wash. But the best song he did, and it is available on his MySpace page, which you'll just have to find yourself, but Cunt is spelled K-U-N-T, so it's not rude. Cunt and the Gang. And it was a song called something like, I masturbated over a pornographic Polaroid of an ex-girlfriend who died.
Right.
And it is, yeah, I'm not going to go into detail. The video's on his MySpace page. Just please do watch it. Anyway, after that, I went to Mother Brown's in Hitchin, where I bumped into my mate Lyndon's girlfriend, Georgie, and a lot of her female friends who were out celebrating her birthday. And they said to me, where have you been? I said, oh, I've been to see an act called Cunt and the Gang. And one of the girls, a fucking primary school teacher bird, goes, oh, I don't like the word cunt, I don't like the word cunt, no, no, no. And she's going, oh, no, it's the only fucking word. Anyway, we're having this argument, it goes on quite a long time. I'm going, look, it's Anglo-Saxon word for vagina, it's just four letters, you know. And she said, the thing is, you don't understand that my, She's a primary school teacher, and she said one of my seven, see, kids are more violent these days, you don't want to encourage them to use bad language. One of my 7-year-olds last week threatened to stab me, and I said, knowing it would wind her up, but as a sort of one-upmanship, went, listen, I would much rather the little cunt had called me a cunt than pulled a knife on me. Right, she had very little comeback from that. We moved club to K Passer, which I went to by mistake, really. They dragged me down there, you know, five women drag you somewhere, you're going to take them seriously. And we got in there anyway. The cunt conversation continues. She started to get a bit narky, and then Club Tropicana came on, the classic Wham song, and I realised something was going to happen in it, and I could win this argument but it would be tedious and a bit tenuous, right? I said, look, even Wham liked the word cunt. And she said, what are you talking about? I said, when they went on holiday, they actually missed it. And she went, what? As it broke into the chorus. And I went, Club Tropicana drinks are free. Fun and sunshine, there's enough for everyone. All that's missing is the C word. She laughed and bought me a drink. Winner.
Nice.
Quite happy about that. Right then, so that was that. Sorry, Tony, have you done anything over the last week? Or are you doing anything this weekend before I do my last bit?
Not done anything last week. This weekend, Friday night, is the Rubber Rooms, which I probably should have mentioned. Rubber Rooms at the Maze.
That's Friday, is it?
That's Friday night. And then Saturday, iCarly is having a Halloween party. So we're going to go along to that.
Cool. So you're actually going to go out two nights in a row then?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Would you Adam and Eve it? We don't.
No. No.
Nah.
You'll pull one of them.
Probably.
I hope the Rubber Room's doing well, by the way. That is something that I want to be successful.
Mm.
An excellent addition to the Nottingham club scene. Full of 60s garage, rockabilly and all manner of trash. Just what I'm about, really. This weekend, I'm doing Birmingham Junglers Friday and Saturday. Friday night, there's one show. And straight after it, I'm going to a place I can't remember. Good Lord. A pub I can't remember. It's the other side of Digbeth in the city centre. Because Devilish Presley, who very nearly got onto the show this week, what with them being devilish and all that, but I'd already planned the music, are doing their last gig for 15 months.
Oh, wow.
Because Jackie from the band has had a wrist injury. Ooh. And she had it a while ago, and she's been playing through the pain, but the doctors have said, look, you've got to take some time off, otherwise this thing's never going to heal. So she's got an enforced 15 months off, basically.
Is she basically...
Yes, which right. means that they won't be playing again until 2011, which is a terrible shame, but it does mean that it's a great opportunity to go and buy their CDs. Just type in Devilish Presley into the net, you'll find out all about them. I'll be nipping down soon because they're not on stage till 11 o'clock. They're supported by Dragster.
Oh, nice.
Who we played on the show this week as well. I'm probably going to miss Dragster.
Okay.
I think they'll have done. I'm not going to get there till 11 o'clock. Should catch Devilish Presley. But I'll say hi to Fee. I'll see if Drags have got any more stuff out. I'll try and nick a CD off him. Might even interview him if I remember. That reminds me, must take my recording device because Saturday I do two shows at Jonglers. There's an early show and a late show, thank the Lord. And then on Sunday morning, I fly to the States.
Nice.
I'm going to Chicago and St. Louis. And what I just want to mention is that next Wednesday night, so I believe is the 4th of November, I will be at Delilah's, which is at the top of Lincoln something or other, and is a kind of punk rock and rock bar, and it's some sort of rockabilly, psychobilly, super brilliant night, and I'm inviting all and sundry from the Chicago area to come and see me. We've already got a few coming. I've been in touch with John Scott from Total Nonsense, but I've heard nothing back. But they've got a gig on the Friday anyway, I think. So but yeah, if you're in the Chicago area, I'd love to see you. And yeah, calm down, I'll be there from 8, I think. It's open till 2, and then there is a possibility I'll be going on somewhere after. But basically, next Wednesday night I'll be in Chicago, and next weekend, which will be the 6th and 7th, I'll be in St. Louis, but I don't know where, but the likelihood is I'll be at the Way Out Club. So if you have anything on in St. Louis, or you'd like me to pop down to meet you in a bar in St. Louis, make sure that you email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tell me exactly where, ASAP, because I go to the States on Monday. Which means that the show the week after will go out a bit late, but anyway, we don't need to talk about that now. I need to get on with the last song, don't I?
Yeah, okay.
I do indeed. So the last one, mate, in this Halloween special, again, a blast from the past, bit more serious electro goth here, quite akin to Alien Sex Fiend, and I discovered that Cat Scan are big fans of Alien Sex Fiend, which would make perfect sense. This is from the album Phil Bios. What I want to know is, Tony, I've warned you earlier, it's tricky, what is Cat Scan's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CatScan.
You bastard. So how are you spelling Cat Scan?
With a K.
Which bit?
C. KATSCAN.
Fucking wanker. I thought I was going to fool you there. Yeah, it is. It's Tony 5, 40 Billion Internet 3. You were listening to Project Marv under us, thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. This is Bonesaw. Bonesaw. Buy the album if it's still available. I don't know. I haven't checked out what CatScan have been doing of late. But I do like their stuff, and the album's great. It's real. Bonesaw is representative of it. It's pretty fucking full on. This has been our Halloween special. We haven't had a chance to hardly mention anything this week, have we? What with all the Halloween nonsense. Which internet radio stations should people listen to this week, Tom?
Roach Radio. MySpace.com/Roach Radio.
And please do vote for us on iTunes.
Yes. There's an iTunes link from our MySpace. And
yeah, I don't mean vote. I mean leave a review. We got back on the featured in the UK, then we dropped off again, then we got back on. It's all a bit odd at the moment. We really need your iTunes reviews, though. 5 stars only, please, etc., etc. And don't forget to vote for us at Podcast Alley. Next week's show, I've got lots of comedy suburbs, but I do want you to send me your comedy suburbs of Poetry Corners to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tony, what else do you want, people?
I'm always going to need twat to tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. And your gig guides, if you are in a band or if you know of a gig coming up around your area, wherever in the world. Email me for my...
I'll come up around your area.
Really? Okay. Tony.com. Thank you.
Well done indeed. Thank you all very much for listening to this Punky Halloween special. I defy you to find a better Halloween show than this has been, simply because the music's so fucking brilliant. Do check out all the bands we played this week. They should all be on our MySpace top friends. I think that'll do, won't it, Tony?
That'll do.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poog. Oh, please.